Okay, today's parak is Tehillim Parak Nun Beis. And again, this one, second one in a row, that tells us exactly when this Mizmor was said. The previous one was David and Bathsheba. This one is after the, as a reaction to the story of Doeg and what Doeg did. Remember the story from Sefer Shmuel, Aleph Parak Chav Beis. David HaMelech is on the run to save his life. Shaul HaMelech wants to kill him. And he has a ruach ra, and David runs to here, runs to there, and finally runs to Nov. Runs to Nov, Ir HaKohanim, and he goes to Achimelech the Kohen. And Achimelech sees him, the psukim described back in Perachav Aleph of Shmuel Aleph, Vayavo David Nova Achimelech, HaKohen, Vayechon HaMelech HaMelech, who has David, Vayomlem, Adua Talavadecha, Vishenitcha, why are you all alone? Vayomer David Achimelech HaKohen, HaMelech Sivani Davar, Vayomer Eli Ish Al Yeda Meumes HaDavar. I'm on a secret mission. Do you have any food? He asks him for food. He asks him for a sword. And he takes it. He takes it and he helps David out. And the psukim describe ominously, Visham ish, there happened to be a Nov, ish me'avde shaol bayamahu. Netzar lefnei Hashem. He was there for a spiritual uplifting. Ushmo doeko adomi. Abir haroi masher l'shaul. There was Abir of Yomer David l'Achimelech. Ve'ein yesh po tachas yotcha chanis. David asks for a sword. Achimelech gives him a sword, gives him food. David runs away, and we know the rest is history, that Doeg HaAdomi goes, and he has it in for David HaMelech. As we know, remember from the story in Yevamos, after much even earlier, when he killed Goliath. Right? And Shaul says, is he worthy to be the king? And Doeg says, the Gemara in Yevamos tells the whole story. Forget it, whether he get the king, could he marry a Jew? Right, his mother, his great-grandmother is a Moabite, and he tries to cause problems until finally they say, no, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. But again, this is the story, and Doeg goes back to Shaul and seemingly just says the truth. David is hiding with Achimelech. He gave the impression that Achimelech was an accomplice with David. David didn't tell Achimelech, you know, why he was hiding, and he was hiding from Shaul. But Shaul got that impression from Doeg's account. Doeg is known as the Baal Lashon Hara par excellence. And then they go, and Doeg takes part in the murder of the entire city of Nov. So as a reaction to that, David HaMelech says this parak in Tehillim, which discusses the downfall, what's going to be with the Baal Lashon Hara, those who bask in the glory of priding themselves, saying bad things, pushing other people down, and lifting themselves up. In this parak, David says, it's not going to last, and Hashem is just, and to realize the dangerous nature of Lashon Hara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Doeg is one of the few people, where the Gemara says, in the beginning of Chelek, on Daf Sadi, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that there were only a few people on the list, four Hediotos and three kings that lost their Olam Haba. The three kings that lost their Olam Haba were Yeravam, Achav, and Menasheh. Rabbi Yehuda says Menasheh had his Olam Haba, and the four Hediotos, Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. So Doeg is on that list of those who lost their Olam Haba. David was scarred, clearly, by this incident that took place of the slander of Doeg, and that's why he writes this parak. L'maseach maskil David. One other, well, just read the first line. Bivo Doeg HaAdomi, when Doeg HaAdomi came, Vayagav HaShol, and he told Shaul about where David was. And David's going to, Vayom, and he said to him, Vayomer lo, but David obeys Achimelech. I didn't just say that. He said, beyond, gave the impression that Achimelech was an accomplice to a David. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Zayin even says that when the Rabbanim used to say goodbye to each other and they gave each other Brachas, they said, I hope you don't have any Talmidim like Doeg HaAdomi. Doeg was a big Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara says that based on a pasuk all the way at the end of the Tehillim, Tehillim Kuf Mem Dalet, where it says, Ein Melech Peretz ve'ein yotzeitz ve'ein svacha berchov oseinu. So the Gemara darshan at the top of Yuzanim Abayz and Brachas. Ein peretz shalotia siyatinu kisiyato shal David siyasu en achitofel. The group that of your talmidim shouldn't be like the group that David had because there was an achitofel in that group. Ve'ein yot, another one on the list. Ve'ein yotzeitz shalotia siyatinu kisiyato shal Shaul shiyasu menu doeg adomi doeg. Ve'ein svacha shalotia siyatinu kisiyato shal Elisha shiyasu menu gechasi. the three of the four that are on that list. They're basically giving brachas to each other to have amazing talmidim and no talmid that goes off. Not only that just goes off, but is a terrible chote and machti, like some of the ones on the list. So David says this maskil. Some also say that maskil is from the word seichel, that this is to teach an important lesson, a deep lesson, and we have to use our seichel to understand David's words here. So when Doeg came and told Shaul, so this is what David HaMelech has to say to those slanderers out there. Again, it's specifically relating to the story, but as every parak in Tehillim, it's generalized. The rest of the parak doesn't say a word about Doeg. The rest of the parak just talks in general about the Midah, and this parak of Tehillim also applies to many situations in life. Matis Halel Bara'a Hagibar, what are you lifting yourself up in the evil? Chesed Kel Kalayom, the chesed of Hashem is all day. Rashi quotes here, and the Mitzudas quotes here, you think that your slander was gonna end up, they were gonna kill me, because they were gonna kill, no, they're gonna kill me. Hashem protects me. David HaMelech has bitachon in that. The Gemara Darshans in Sanhedrin, and Daf Kufav, right, those dafim that are all about Doeg, Matas Halal, Hashem says, you're a huge Talmud Chacham. Like, what is your issue? What were you thinking? What were you trying to accomplish with all of your Torah knowledge? Amr Yitzchak says the Gemara, my dechsev matis halal bara hagibor chesed kel kolayom. Right, the Gemara knows that this parak is about Doeg. Amr Lagadosh Baruch Hu LaDoeg lo gibor b'torah ata matis halal bara. Right, aren't you a gibor b'torah? What are you doing? What are you focusing on evil? Lo chesed kel natuya lechal kolayom. Doesn't the chesed of Hashem go on you? Doesn't it go on you? Obviously, it doesn't. Obviously, it doesn't, right? The message of the pasuk is that if somebody is steeped in Torah, then the chesed of Hashem, they should be shaped by the Torah that they are learning. Doeg was clearly not. And that's the musar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him, right? That's the Parshas Drachim. Many Achronim quote the Parshas Drachim, the Sefer, the Mishnah Mouth, that quotes, why was Hashem telling him, you're a Talmud Chacham? Right? He's saying, because that makes it even worse. If you're an Am Ha'aretz, you still deserve to be punished by saying Lashon Hara. But if you're a Talmud Chacham and the Torah that you've learned should have shaped you, and if it doesn't shape you, that makes it even worse in a certain sense. Says the Gemara. Says the Psuk, and we continue. Havuvos tachshov l'shonecha. Your tongue always thinks of crooked things, focuses on what's crooked. Kita'ar milutash, like a sharpened razor, osei remiya, it does treachery. What do you mean a razor? The Radak says, Doeg's words led to the sword and the death of so many, the whole city of Nov, Novi Rakonim. Just a few words. The Radak says, Lishoncha dibarta dvarim ra'im uma'at hayu advarim. Just a few words. V'hamaisa haba mehem hayagadol. Sheneargu shmonim v'chamisha koanim levad ataf. Right, many tens of Kohanim were killed based on what you said. Right, we have to make sure that our lashon is used properly. The Chovas Halavavos in Shar HaKeniyah, towards the in the second half of Chovas Halavavos, where he has the gate of Keniyah of being lowly. So in the sixth parak, he says, "Aval haminhagim sheraui linhog bahem bala Keniyah heim asara." There are 10 minhagim. There are 10 things that somebody who is into kinia, which we all have to be, should do. Number one, he says you should be makir the gavos habore. Number two, you should do things that bring to kinia. Shlishi rocha v'leiv v'sichlus b'mashi yisam and advarim v'nasim. It continues and says number four, talk good about other people. That's kinia. Right, if I talk bad about other people, that means I'll be lifting myself up and pushing them down. One way to bring kinia is to say good things about other people. Asos hatov lebnei adam v'daber tov bahem v'ladunam lizchus shelo yisaper bignusam v'sheyimcha lahem mashidaber bo. I think we mentioned a few in a different shiur the smak describing the mitzvah of to be dan lekav zchus b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. He says, because if I think of other people as great, then that will raise me up as well. If I think of people as bad and lowly, then I'm going to be better than them. But I don't have to do much. But everybody around me is positive. So that's what the Chavos Halavos here says, that we have to talk positive. And then he says we have to accustom our mouths to generally speaking good things because we have to be margil ourselves. Right? He quotes a story of a chassid echad. Right, he said, a chassid echad, that one passed a carcass of a dog. And Amr lo tamidav, kama masrachas nevelazus. The student said, Rebbe, that smells. What a disgusting piece of carcass. Amr lemi says, did you see how white its teeth are? Kama levanos shineha. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, I guess there was something positive that we could have seen. V'nischartu al masha sipru b'gnusa. And they were upset that they were mesaper in the gnus. If it's negative, it's not good to talk about the gnus of a dead dog. Halavai, a live person, and that relates. And he says we have to train ourselves to talk even positively about even items that might or beings that don't even feel it. But as a kavanas alochicham, shelo yilamdu lishonam ladaber ra. V'yashuv lehem b'teva. V'chein k'shi yilamdu l'shonam l'daber tov, yashuv lehem teva kavua. K'mo she'nemar, lo ragal al l'shono. That's in the positive, back in Perek Tezvav. V'yamar behefech zeh, in our Perek, he quotes our pasuk, havuvos takshov l'shonecha, the crookedness, your tongue, things katar melutash, osei remia. Ahavta kol dvar bela. That's what it's going to lead to. It's going to lead to loving the negative. Okay, back to the pasuk and we continue. Ahavta rami tov, you, David talking to Doeg, or anyone who loves to be that the slanderer. Ahavta rami tov, you loved Ram more than tov. Sheker midaber tzedek sela, falsehood more than tzedek. Rav Zevin in Latorah v'Lamoadim, in Parshas Bo, he says, there are many midos that we have, and they're neutral. And the question is, how are we going to use them? Right? It's up to us. It's up to us how to use them. Says the Rav Zevin, the hamido shel adam kshin la'atzman einon lo tovos behechlid v'lo ros behechlid hadavar tali kitza mishtamish ha'adam. So for example, ahava, he says, you could love Hashem, v'altas Hashem al-kecha, you could love your friend, v'altas Hashem kamocha, or you could love evil, and he quotes our pasuk, hafta rami tov, sheker midabrit tzedek, gvura. You could have gvura over your midos, you could have gvura and beat somebody up. Yeah, and like the end of Shabbos, if somebody has born under Madim, right, he could be a Moel, he could be a doctor, he could be a murderer, right? It's up to us how to use the Mida. And then he quote, the context there is Kshei Oref. Kshei Oref is a Mida. How do you use it? B'nai Yisrael use Kshei Oref most of the time to be stubbornly loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throughout history, we have not forgotten him. We're stubbornly loyal. Hari Kolzos Ba'asnu V'lo Shachachanucha V'lo Shikarnu Bivrisecha. Paro, he was also Kshei Oref, right? But he used it negatively. So says the question that's always asked is, how did Hashem harden Paro's heart? So explains Rav Zevin, he hardened his heart. That was the Midah that he had. Kashius Oref and Kashius Halev. But he could have used it in any way. Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa shalo yirtza l'shalech es Yisrael. Ela hichbid es libo bichlal. Nasan lo hatchuna shal Kashius Oref. Umeyata, davar toli bo ba'atzmo, kesa l'shtamish b'tchuna zu. Yochalei l'shtamish ba kederach she Yisrael m'shtam shem ba, to be loyal, v'imhuel bisha, v'kelem achirim, hu achra'i, that's his responsibility. So that's the ahava, every midah could be used, and again, different people are created with different types of personalities. But tzaddik and rasha, they're not. Everything else is decided for us. Everything else is so much as tali b'das achirim, and not for us to decide. But tzaddik in Russia, that's the one thing that is up to us. Right? The Gemara in Nidon, Daf Tezayin, the Gemara there says when a baby is about to be created and conceived, the Gemara says there, Amar Avchim Bar Papa, Osa Malach HaMamuna Al HaHirayon Laila Shemo. There's a malach that's memuna on pregnancy. V'notel tipa, and he takes the drop, umamid l'fanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and takes it in front of Hashem. V'yomer l'fanei Ribono Shel Olam. Tipa zumatei aleha. What's this tipa going to be? Gibor o chalash. Chacham o tipesh. Ashir o ani. All of those are decided. V'ilu rasha o tzadik lo ka'amar. But rasha o tzadik, the question is not asked. Kid Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, al kobidei shemayim, chutz miyira shemayim. Shneimer v'atah yisom ha'ashem l'kech, sho'el mimakim liyira, Vigolo, that's Yirat Shemayim. So that's the opportunity that all have. And here, David Nel says to Doeg, you used your love to love Ra more than Tov. Ahavta kol divrei bala. You loved all swallowing up, Lashon Mirma, tricking people. Rav Hirsch says, swallowing up means a sudden punishment and sudden calamity. Not even the people have a way to plan for it. Achimelech had no idea, says Rav Hirsch. Bela is a disaster that strikes a person suddenly, leaving him no time to devise means of saving himself. It is a calamity which devours him. Bala. David tells Doeg, by your acts against me and Achimelech before Shaul, you have shown what a dangerous man you are. You have proven that you enjoy using your words to bring down disaster upon innocent people, and that in general, you delight to employ your gift of speech for fraud and deceit. A person such as you represents much too great a peril for human happiness for the Lord to allow him to remain with his evil influence wherever people dwell, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish you and remove you because you're too dangerous to have around. Gam kel yitatzcha lanetzach, continuing Pasuk Zayin, Hashem will crush you forever. Yachtecha will cut you down, v'yisachacha me'ol, will uproot you from your tent, v'sheireshcha, and will uproot your roots, me'eretz chayim selah. V'yiru tzadikim v'yira'u tzadikim, on the opposite, this is what's going to happen to a rasha, but tzadikim, yiru v'yira'u, they will see and they will be in awe, v'alav yishakuba, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be in a state of schok, in a state of levity, happiness, laughter. And that's what the point is. The point is the bitachon that one has to have. Hine agever lo yasim elokim ma'uzo. Agever, these strong people, who don't make Hashem, their rock, their ma'oz. But yiftach barov ashro, they just trust their, and they have bitachon in their riches. Right? Mashma from this pasuk that Doeg was rich. Ya'oz bahavoso. They will have strength in their crookedness, meaning it's just gonna fall apart. David HaMelech reflecting these bitachon, no matter in every situation. You look at these stories, David HaMelech had a chance to kill Shaul, and he wouldn't touch him. Even though Shaul wanted to kill him, you might say the Shaul was a rodef. David wouldn't touch him. David says, Hashem promised me the Malchus. I know what's gonna happen. And David HaMelech, the people are cursing David. David says, okay, I must be cursed. Right? This is my avoda. There's a beautiful, section in the little Sefer Emuna Ubitachon by Rav David Abuchatzera towards the end of the Sefer, the last chapter is titled Avodas Hashem Dafka Mehamatzav Shenimsebo Achshav. Avodas Hashem from the situation that we are in right now. L'kol rega yesh tafkid miyuchad ba'avuro l'takin ba'olam. For every moment there's a tafkid. There's a certain thing that I'm supposed to achieve in a certain situation. You know, in the Beis Medrash, I'm supposed to achieve one thing. In the kitchen, I'm supposed to do another thing. Sitting in the car, I'm supposed to achieve another thing. But there's avoda. There's avoda. And who says that my avoda is only supposed to be by smooth sailing? Kivadai, says the Rav David Abuchatzera. In Makadosh Baruch Hu Shalach Hazarega Hazeh Eli, if Hashem sent this moment to me, Osi, it's a sign. Ki Bazechav, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Must be Hashem wants me to serve Him in this moment. Shadavka b'matzav zeh e'evot oso ubakach asakno. Like the Mishnah says, Al tomar l'kashe efna eshna. Don't say, oh, when I get to it. No, when things smooth out in my life, then I'll serve. No, that's Shema lo tipane. Shema nivreita al ofan hazeh shalolam lo tipane. That's where your avoda is going to be hushlam, and that's what David HaMelech reflected for us. David HaMelech reflects the idea that in every situation he was in, he had the shalvas hanefesh to know Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect me. Right, and he wasn't boteach barov ashro. Right, he was boteach in exactly what he should be. Vahani, says David HaMelech, Kizayis Ra'anan Beveis Elokim. I'm like an olive tree that's growing in the Beis Elokim. Batachti Bechesed Elokim Olam Bo'ed. Right? You have bitachon in your Osher, right? I have bitachon in my Chesed Elyon. And then finally, Odcha La'olam Ki Asisa, I thank Hashem for what He has already done. And I daven for the future. That's what Shari Tshuva writes in Dalad Yud Beis. He quotes this pasuk to say we have to, in order to get more in the future, we have to thank Hashem for the past. Odcha olam ki asisa. Right, thank Hashem the asisa that He has done for me. This is towards the end of the Shari Tshuva. Again, I'll read it in the Shar Ravi. V'chein binyin hoda ala tova ne'emar odcha l'olam ki asisa v'kav Hashem chokitov nekar chazidecha pirish odcha ala tova sh'asisa imadi u'ba'ver zeh akavet l'hasmadas tovosecha. I will look towards the future tova. The Radak says that this pasuk is a nevuah. This is a nevuah. Odcha Hashem, I thank Hashem ki asisa. Kiasisa here isn't the past because you did. That's the Shat Rabbeinu Yonah. Radak says Kiasisa is like the future. So because I see what He says it as if it's in the past, because when he sees something in Nevuah, ki'ilu what happened already. Says the Radak, ki asisa zeh ha-mishpat to doeg. Uberuach ha-kodesh amar zeh, ki akel yizbarach yikach mishpato mi-doeg. And he knows it's going to happen. He's going to take the mishpat with doeg. That, we know Lashon Hara and Rechilus and behavior that doeg was involved in. We know the Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer on it in Halacha and in Machshava. He goes through at the beginning how many mitzvahs I say, how many mitzvahs los I say one violates. It's unbelievable how many tens of ases and los ases are violated by every little bit of Lashon Hara. He says, though, that a lot, people don't realize it. It's at the beginning of the Hakdama and the Chafetz Chaim. Says people don't realize that things are Lashon Hara. They think that, oh, maybe it's, if it's true, then it's not Lashon Hara. Some say, oh, he's a Rasha. It's a mitzvah to be a mefarsim. Some say, oh, it's a three people already know about it, right, though, so not a problem. Others say that, I would say it in front of him also. Right? All different types of excuses that we have to say our Lashon Hara, but the klal is that we say it, and we shouldn't be saying it, and we have to stay away from it. So we have to make sure that we take the message. This is an extreme case that Dov is talking to Doeg, but we have to make sure that we learn from it and guard our tongue properly. Okay, we'll stop here.